and you're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMUFM Marquette and online at WNMUFM.org. Joining me in the studio is a very special guest. He is going to be the guest conductor for the Marquette Symphony Orchestra for the concert this coming Saturday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. His name is Russell Vinnick, and he is from Chicago. He's the music director and conductor of the Chicago Metropolitan Symphony Orchestra, as well as the Lakeshore Symphony Orchestra, both of those in Chicago. And he also teaches conducting at Columbia College of Chicago. And welcome to the studio, Russell. How are you doing today?
Great. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the name of the concert this Saturday is Pops, As American as Baseball and Apple Pie. So that already sounds very appealing. I don't mind apple pie at all. So, and it sounds like it's going to be fairly American in nature. So Russell, why don't you start off just by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yes, I am looking forward to that. It is a Pops concert. I am from Chicago, as you just said, and originally from Connecticut, went to University of Southern California in L.A. Before heading to the Midwest, and thrilled to be here in the Upper Peninsula.
Very cool. It sounds like you've kind of already seen a lot of the country. You've been to the East Coast and West Coast, everywhere in between, and now you're in the Midwest here. So that's great that you've had that experience. And I guess I'm just kind of making the connection now. You've seen a lot of America, and this concert is kind of all about America. And I hear that you're pretty good at programming concerts since you are a music director and a conductor. Can you tell us a little bit about how the program for the American as Baseball and Apple Pie came together?
Sure. Well, wanted to do an American program, and as the title says, it just really doesn't get more American than baseball and apple pie. Mm-hmm. We have music from all over the country, from New York City to prairies of the West, and different styles. We have classical, jazz, Broadway, some Finland music, and everything in between. Pops Hoedown and
Yes. Nice. That'll be a lot of fun. And I also noticed on the program, so we could kind of just run through what's on the program. There's the Overture to Candide from Bernstein. There's also Casey at the Bat, so that's definitely a strong baseball component there. That's going to be pretty cool. As well as Billy the Kid, the ballet suite, a medley from the musical Chicago from John Kander, and then a salute to the Big Apple. That sounds like that's going to have an arrangement of quite a few different pieces in there?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So we're covering a lot of bases across America with this concert. So, yeah.
Well, it's Bernstein's, would have been his 100th birthday.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a great year to feature Bernstein. We have two pieces of his, the Overture to Candide and On the Town, the three dance episodes from that. And Bernstein is the, you know, epitome of Broadway, classical, jazz, and all of that, and a famous conductor. Mm-hmm. So it's great to feature him. And another great composer we have is the famous George Gershwin. How can we do an American program without George Gershwin? He represents American composers, and it was really an important composer because he really bridged the gap between classical and jazz music.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Strike Up the Band, which is the piece that we're doing, is a favorite of everybody's. Copland is another American composer that it's classical music, but it's all much lighter. I have a bunch of cowboy tunes in that piece, and you can sort of hear the life of Billy the Kid in that piece.
Sure, kind of feel like you're out on the open plains and
absolutely
out there on your horse or whatever it might be.
Absolutely, and the way he wrote that music with the horns and everything sounds very open, and you really feel like you'll be transported from the Kauffman Auditorium to the open prairies.
Nice. You can close your eyes now and just envision where you're at.
Sure.
Out on the field.
And then we have some fiddling music with the Pops Hoedown, which has a ton of percussion in that. It's a lot of fun. Everything in the percussion but the kitchen sink. And it's in a great arrangement by Richard Heyman, who was the arranger of the Boston Pops Orchestra for like 30 years.
So he knows what he's doing when it comes to arranging. So that's
absolutely
that's great.
It's a great arrangement. And I had to do music from Chicago, being from Chicago, of course.
Yeah.
And because also that's just great music.
For sure, yeah. And that's definitely a large part of Americana. When you think of classical, you think of composers like Copland and Bernstein. And sometimes I feel like when you get into like talking about maybe show tunes or the musical side of Americana, that kind of gets maybe a little glossed over or passed in terms of thinking of American classical. But that's another American composer, so why not include that and celebrate that?
Absolutely, and that, you know, that's another way to feature America, and a lot of people identify with that kind of music, and I think it's a great sort of potpourri of different styles of music, and it's like a full meal.
Nice. Excellent. It'll be a full meal and probably some dessert as well with the apple pie included
exactly.
in there too. So, yeah.
And Casey at the Bat is going to be narrated by Mike Ludlam from TV6 News Sports.
Excellent.
And it's a famous poem, and people really love that poem, and it's set to music, and it's set really well in this arrangement.
Nice. So that's going to be the Pops as American as Baseball and Apple Pie. And just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Russell Vinnick, who is going to be the guest conductor of the Marquette Symphony for their inaugural fall performance this Saturday, September 16th. And that'll be at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, you can call 906-227-1032, or you can head over to nmu.edu/tickets. Or if you need some more information, you can also find the Marquette Symphony on their website at marquettesymphony.org. And I believe you can find them on Facebook as well, just the same way. Just type them into Facebook and you can find them. Sponsors for the concert, NMU is one of them, along with Artworks and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And so, Russell, this is your first time to Marquette?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, what do you think of Marquette so far?
It's beautiful. It's this part of the country is amazing. And yesterday I was able to go to the Pictured Rocks and Laughing Whitefish Falls, and it's just an amazing part of the country, and it's beautiful here.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that you could come when the weather is still holding out, and we did get a little bit of a warm surge here, so that definitely makes exploring a little bit easier. So
yes, I know nothing about cold weather from Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've got some stories of cold winters down that way. So
yeah, but I'm enjoying my time here. It's beautiful country.
Very good. All right, Russell, do you have anything else you'd like to add about the program itself or your experiences in conducting? I know you've won quite a few awards over the years too for your work down in Chicago. Orchestra of the Year 2012, Programming of the Year 2011, and then you've received Conductor of the Year twice in 2010 and 2015. So congratulations for that. And do you have any stories or wisdom to impart in terms of receiving those awards along the way?
Well, I was going for an Oscars, but I got that.
You got robbed.
Yeah. No, I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've had, and I'm very much looking forward to this concert as well, and hopefully we'll have an award-winning concert.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Just a reminder again, we've been speaking with Russell Vinnick, the guest conductor. The Marquette Symphony Orchestra will be having their first concert of this 2017 year this Saturday, September 16th. That's at 7:30 p.m. Take a look for tickets online at nmu.edu/tickets or at the phone number 906-227-1032. Russell, wanted to thank you again for coming in and speaking to us about the Marquette Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to seeing everybody at the concert.
All right, we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.